On this episode of Made for Glory, we'll focus on the sixth of the seven last words of Jesus from the cross, where he says, "It is consummated." In John 19:30, Jesus says these words on the cross. He says, "It is finished." And traditionally, that's been translated, "It is consummated." And what's happening there as Jesus enters into the very last moments of his earthly life is the consummation, the fulfillment of everything that has gone before him. This whole story of love that God has been telling that really starts way back in the book of Genesis. If you go back to the book of Genesis, where God created man and woman in his own image and likeness, he created them in the divine image. He created them out of love and for love and with a plan of love for their lives, that the man and woman, Adam and Eve, are called to be the image bearers of God in this world, to cultivate and enrich this planet with their love, with their service. And the reality, obviously, that happened right after their creation is the reality of sin, that because of sin, they have forgotten who they are, their identity as image bearers of God. And they've rebelled against that. So separation has entered in, separation between the man and the woman, separation between them and God, even separation between man and woman themselves and their own hearts. And so this whole story is God's pursuit of the man, his pursuit of the woman, his pursuit of his beloved. One of the ways that pursuit has been described in the story of salvation history, and the prophets would use this image a lot, is the pursuit of a bridegroom for his bride, that God, as the bridegroom, has been pursuing, has been longing for his bride to be drawn into a relationship of love with her. This relationship of love is often called a covenant where the two become one. And so this whole story of God's pursuit and his bride, Israel, the people of God, falling away from that relationship, rejecting that covenant, being unfaithful to God, serving other gods, all these things that God continues to call and pursue, and that finds its fulfillment, of course, in Jesus, that Jesus is the Word made flesh, God among his people, God with us, Emmanuel, and that Jesus, his whole ministry is inviting us into a relationship of love with himself. That St. John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he described him as the bridegroom. And so that we, the church, are the bride. And so this relationship of love, it's interesting, the words that are used on the cross of consummatum est, that the fathers of the church, when they look at what's happening on the cross, and when you look at Jesus on the cross, what's happening is the bridegroom is giving himself over for his bride. That just as a groom in the consummation of their wedding vows gives himself completely and totally to his bride, holds nothing back, loves her with his whole self, and the bride in love receives the bridegroom and gives herself to him, that the two becoming one flesh, that marriage bond, that union within marriage is a sacrament, it is a covenant, and it is a sign of the way that Jesus is loving us on the cross. So the early fathers of the church, they would describe when Jesus goes on the cross, it's that the bridegroom leaps onto what they called the marriage bed of the cross, And he enters there not in pleasure, but in pain, that he pours himself out, he empties himself, he gives himself completely and totally to us, his bride, so that we might receive the love of our bridegroom. And that the two becoming one flesh, just as it happened in the very first days of creation, now it happens again every single day where the two become one flesh. In a particular way, we celebrate this, and we don't just think about it or ponder it, but we actually enter into this consummation at the Eucharist. At Mass, what happens is we enter into the consummation of God's love for his people, where we actually receive the love of God in the flesh. We become one flesh with our God. When you receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, and the priest or the minister says, "This is my body, this is my blood," the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, we say amen. And that is us, the bride of Christ, the church, receiving the love of God into our very bodies, where the two become one flesh. So as we look upon Jesus and hear those words, "It is finished, it is consummated," today, to recognize that he desires to bring healing and light and hope and redemption to every relationship in your life, particularly in your married relationship. So often married relationships can experience wounding and hurt and pain, and particularly there, the Lord wants to bring healing. But into your heart today, the Lord Jesus desires to lift you up and to draw you close to himself, where the two become one flesh. And Jesus speaks those words, "It is consummated."